I was at the football yesterday, and I was sitting with a group of people, and I said, did anybody see the football last night? And he goes, yeah, I did. And I just hate when Collingwood win. Whenever Collingwood, I just hate it. And I can tell you something. I don't like when New Zealand win the rugby. Really, I don't. I don't mind if they win the cricket. It's really weird with me, but I'm cool with the cricket. But the rugby, no, I like to see them lose some. Is there any New Zealanders here? Where? Oh, hello, how are you? I love you, but I love you too. It's okay. You know, it is okay to laugh and have some fun in church, you know. It is, seriously. Don't sit there and go, none of you are frowning, it's okay. But it's okay, you know, just chill out and enjoy life, enjoy church, enjoy each other, enjoy the presence of God. And it's good. It's healthy. Yeah? Okay. All right. Thank you, Pastor Stephen and Pastor Unami, for the honour of sharing this morning. Leap into Spring is a really good time of the year to just have a look at what our church is doing, what we're doing overseas, and how we can give to that. About 6 years ago, I went to Liberia, and where we give into the local school, and we paid school teachers to teach the kids and help the kids with food and clothing and everything like that. And so, you know, we can't all go there, but we can give something and change a life, you know. And everything we do together as a faith community is about changing people's lives. Really, that's what we want to do. We want to proclaim the good news so that people's lives will be changed and their hearts transformed in getting to know Jesus Christ. Yeah? Can I please read a scripture from Luke chapter 4 at verse 18 and 19? Have you got that up there? Is that up there? Thank you, Bianca. Can we all stand up? Let's read all this together. Oh, very good. Okay. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Amen. Amen. Let's take our seats. So I work at Port Care. It was established by C3 Church in Fremantle 21 years ago. It was Pastor Andrew and Pastor Nigel. It was their vision to do something practical in the community to touch people's lives, and so that began many years ago. Can I have that photo of the building, please? Have you got all the same photos we got? Yeah, you have. Yes, they sent them to you? Just the video? Is that all you got? Really? Okay. All right, that's it. Next week, in my office, I want to see. So we started in this little building, and it started off as an op shop, and at the back there was this little pantry cupboard where we had cereals and basic food items so that we could help people in our community. Do you want to hear something funny? I'll tell you something else as well. And in the op shop, we had tea and coffee and milk so people could help themselves, make themselves a tea and coffee. But they really did help themselves. They stole the coffee. They stole the tea. I don't know if they ever took the milk. So we did that a lot, just to help the community that can have a tea and coffee. But eventually, we actually had to stop it because we just couldn't. It was unsustainable. Tea missing, no coffee. So that's what happened. So that's where it started, and it was something practical to do in the community. Now, this morning, I'm just going to share a bit about the poor care journey, but the journey is about people's lives. You know, poor care is about people. It's not about anything else, but it's about people. That's the old building there. That's it. See that building? That is the door. That's the door that you used to. That's the door that you used to come in, and the very end door. I'll tell you about that in a moment. So that was the op shop, and in that room there, we started a small low cost food shop. So that people could come and shop at Port Care, and so that their dollar could go further. So it was low cost foods. We didn't have everything, but we had most things. So, and also through there, we would make up food parcels and would bless our community with food, milk, and, you know, that would come with a letter from the Department of Children Protection Community Services. That would come from Centrelink. That would come from the migrant centres. You know, we had migrants who were coming into Fremantle, and we would help them. Clothing. I never seen so much clothing go out the door. It was incredible. Mattresses, beds, you know. Just helping people get established. It was just God blessing people. We are the hands and the feet of Jesus, yeah? And that's what we do. We're there and we blessed people. And so from there it evolved. We moved around the corner from there because we just grew. We outgrew. And we had a larger area for the op shop and bric-a-brac, and we had some little bits of furniture. And then we were there for about 12, 13 years. And then the landlord sold the building. And the new people that came in said, oh, look, we're going to be renovating. We're going to turn this into a medical center. And so that was cool. And he was very good. He let us stay there until we found a place. And we found it on South Street in O'Connor. And that's where we are today. If you have a photo of that, that'd be really good as well. Is there a photo there of the lady... of Leslie in that group photo? Anyway, okay. So in the... So that photo there... Okay. So that photo there, because of everything we do in the community over the years, we help schools with breakfast programs. Some kids go to school and they don't have breakfast. I don't know how you can sit in school, listen to the teacher on an empty stomach. It's good to have some cornflakes and some milk, some toast, some jam on there, or Vegemite. So we would help some of the local schools with food items. So anyhow, we got recognised by the City of Fremantle, and we won the award for the Community Citizenship of the Year. And we were honoured by... the City of Fremantle. That is Avina, and she is our store manager. And before that, we had Katie, and before that, we had Catherine. These are ladies that have been just amazing at Port Care and helped build Port Care to where it is today. So we're very thankful for Port Care, you know, the whole team. We've also started here in Kwinana. Did you know that? There's a team here in Kwinana that go out and collect from the local supermarket, bring it back here and distribute it to people in our community. Where's Stuart? He's outside. There is Stuart. Come inside here, mate. Just stand at the back so they can see you. That's Stuart there at the back. Who else helps Stuart? Where's Michael, Robert and others? So without a team, you can't do this. It's impossible. And so... Stuart can't do it on his own. I'm sure he needs more helpers, you know. But I'm going to touch on that hopefully a little bit later. So originally, I don't know if you've got that group photo in that building with a lady there, Leslie. Her name was Leslie Bishop. And she was a lady that would come into Port Care. And she'd look around the clothes. She'd come into the low-cost food shop. She would buy food. And she'd go out the door, she'd catch the bus and go home. And so I'd see her quite a few times. And I said to her one day, would you like to come and volunteer here? Oh, who? Me? Yeah, you. And so she says, oh, my doctor just told me this morning that I should volunteer. I should get involved with a charity and do some voluntary work. And so so she did. She came and she volunteered for years and years. And I was able to, over time with her, I shared this story in Fremantle this morning, but I'll tell you a little bit more. She suffered a lot of child abuse growing up, really bad, and which just really affected her life, affected her marriage, affected her family. And she would go to the mental health hospital in Fremantle, and that's where the doctor said to her, you need to get involved and help in the community, be a volunteer. So she did all of that. And so I got to hear a lot of her story. She had three girls who moved to Melbourne, and they all had careers over there. They met some young men, got married, and had children. So she felt quite alone, very alone, and not much to live for. And the words that she would use, she says, Charlie, there was like this dark cloud over me. I was so depressed. And so she'd get on the bus, she'd go to the shop, she'd come to Port Care, she'd see the doctor, you know, go back home. One day she came and sat with me and chatted with me. She said, you know, I just want you to know that Port Care has saved my life. I really wanted to die, but helping and serving at Port Care has given me a purpose, has given me a cause to live. And so while she was there, we just loved upon her. We shared about God's love. The three ingredients is faith, hope, and love. That's what we share with people. That's what we're all about. We share the good news of Jesus Christ, and we're there to build people up. You know, there's enough tearing down that goes on, isn't there? You know, people get kicked around in life and it's not always their fault. You know, it's sometimes they're victims of circumstances. And of course, there's times when they've made some bad choices, you know. And so she started to attend church and she gave her life to Christ. And that was just beautiful to see that this woman's life be transformed. And over time, she began to go to Melbourne and see her children and meet her grandchildren. And then eventually her children said to her, Mum, why don't you come and move over here? Why don't you come and live here? And so, oh, Charlie, what do you think? You know, should I do that? Like, yeah, of course you should do that. That's great, you know. Your kids love you. They want you there, you know. So she moved over there and now she lives over east and she's living her best life. Every now and then she rings me. And she's so funny. Hi, Charlie, how you doing, you know. And so it's wonderful to see people's lives be changed. And do you know what? The Spirit of the Lord is not just upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Can you say that? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Say it again. To do what? To share the good news. It's very simple. It's not hard. And you know, just by me saying to her, you come and volunteer, it's her journey has brought her to Christ. Her journey, she found Jesus. She found the church. She's found Christ. And that is just beautiful. That is just amazing. And so that's who we are. We're the hands, we're the feet of Jesus. That's what Port Care does in our community. That's what we do with Leap into Spring when we give of our resources, whether it's $10 a month or $1,000 a month or, you know, whatever it is, when it goes overseas, it's to help change your life. It's to help educate someone. Education is so important for people overseas. So anyway, so Port Care. This is our local mission. This is what we do. And we can't do this without without organisations that help us. And so there's like Coles, like Woolworths, like Lawley Bakery, the Wild Bakery. And we also have access to different food distributors in our community who we buy food off. There's times when they'll give us things as well, which is really good. We have food, clothing and furniture. Our community are so good to us. They donate clothes to us. They donate furniture to us. We sell them. We give them away. So we're in part business, and we also do social work. And so that's what Port Care does. And so with what they've given us over the years, Coles and Woolworths, I'm going to give you the exact amount. Can I give you the exact amount? This morning I gave a figure, but it wasn't the exact amount. So I'm going to give you the exact amount. Up until the 16th of December last year, just for 2021, only for 2021, they gave us 59,273 kilograms of fruit, veggies and bread. How good is that? Isn't that awesome? So Coles and Woolies, so the oranges and apples that they won't use, because you get a big bag of oranges, and there might be one orange here that's sad looking. So they give us the whole bag. So we throw out the sad one and we keep the good ones and we distribute them. So heaps of veggies come in every day, and so we put them in boxes. We set them up for families of 4 and 6 and 8, also, you know, for single people as well. And we distribute that out to the community. We put bread out in the store and people can just come in and help themselves to bread. If you haven't been to 372 South Street, O'Connor, please come down and have a look. If you want to get involved, you're most welcome to get involved. But get involved here with the Thursday, Friday crew here at C3 Kwinana. Help them. They would love your help. So our community is very, very grateful of what we do. The amount of times I hear them say to us, I don't know what we would do if you weren't here. How many times they say to us, I am so glad that you are here. People matter. And people matter to God. In Isaiah, it talks about helping people, how God sees that. And as we help people, we give, and we give of our time and our resources, that God will refresh us back in, I think it's Isaiah 54 or 58. I think it's 58, actually. Anyway, so over 48,000 people in a year will access Port Care services. Whether they come and buy something, whether they've accessed fruit and veggies or bread, over 48,000 people will do that. And so we want to, in our community, we want to bring heaven to earth. That's what we want to do. So at Port Care, our prayer is, Lord, touch people with your kingdom culture. So we're there, and we're there to sow kindness. We're there to care about people. We're there to love them people. We're there to pray for people. The other day, I just prayed for a young man, 35. Some of you young ones are going, gee, that's old. He was from Narrogin. He was there with his mother, and he'd been having seizures. So right there in the grocery aisle, just prayed for him, put my hand on his head, and I sensed God touch him. So I'm just believing God for a miracle in that young man's life. His name is Raymond. Please, when you're praying, please pray for Raymond. It's really, really, it's vital. It's important. Okay, can I, and so through Port Care, we're going to do that video, yeah? Not yet, just, you can get it ready, please. So through Port Care, on a Friday, we do a community lunch at Fremantle. And we do that with, we put tables out, we put tablecloths, we use china, no plastic, no throw away stuff, you know, because we just want people to feel special and to feel blessed. So Tuesday nights, we also go to the Hampton Road Lodge, where there's about 200 people there, singles, all single people. And they've either just come off the streets or they're just about to hit the streets being homeless. And that's where they've been directed to. And so we go there on a Tuesday night, and we have a lady by the name of Dorothy. She'll cook, and we take everything in there, and we distribute that out to people. They come out with their plates. Those times we're doing takeaway containers as well. Once a month we'll do a barbecue. We'll do hamburgers, sausages, plus a meal. And so we do that. So that's on Tuesday nights, the Fridays. Okay, let's go to the video.
Hey everybody, this is Ian and this is Lamy. Lamy helps out at Port Care. He comes in about three times a week, and he's a great helper. We just appreciate what he does for us. Lamy, can I ask you, why do you enjoy helping at Port Care?
Why?
First time in my heart with any people. Christian, Muslim, and everything, because that Jesus help anyone, I'm help any people.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And Ian, tell us about, you've been coming here for years, and you've just been amazing. I'll call you a servant here at our luncheon, at our Friday service. You know, you help set up, you help clean up. You really are quite a backbone here, and I just really appreciate and thank you for what you do. Mm. You're amazing. And what do you get out of it? What does it do for you when you do what you do here?
It makes me feel a better person when I leave.
Yeah.
Because I've helped people around it and put a smile on people's face.
Yeah.
When the opportunity arises and they say something, sometimes I say something funny back.
Yeah.
Or something a little bit silly, and makes them laugh.
Yeah, we enjoy listening to when Susan or myself will share the word and we encourage people. Does that do anything for you?
It does do something for me. It makes me think about the past week and any sort of significant event, and try to reflect on what. The mistake I've made, and into the future, I'll try and practice that what Susan and Charlie has mentioned.
Sam, hi. What's Fridays do for you coming here each week, being a part of community? What's it like for you?
Well, before I came here, Charlie, as you know, I was down and out and. Going from place to place, had no joy in my life, had nothing in my life. And then when I met you, you introduced me to God. And when I started coming here, I felt a presence come over me, and I've had nothing but joy, fulfillment. Each week it helps me get through the day. When I get down and out, I think of this place and it inspires me to think better, to do better, and just to be the best I can at whatever I do, because without God, I was nothing. I was nothing, Charlie, honestly. Look, I'm still struggling, but with Him each week, I come here. As soon as I walk through that door, something comes over me and I feel great.
Yeah.
And when I leave, I feel great. And that week, I just feel perfect.
Yeah. What's the food like?
Oh, Dorothy, come on. I tell her every time, she's the best. No one cooks like Dorothy. She's the ultimate.
She's
and
awesome.
I found out she was doing a Wednesday night at Captain Munchies.
Yep.
I went there and the food was just as good.
Yeah.
And we were outside.
Yeah.
Dorothy, it doesn't matter where you are, she will just give you the best meal she can give you and warm belly. And she's got that kind heart, and I hug her every time.
Fantastic.
Delightful woman. I love her.
Yeah.
Can I have Acts chapter 10, verse 38, please? Okay, can we read that out? How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Let's do that again. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, God anoints us. God anoints you and I to do good. To do good. It could be something very simple like, Julie, do you want to come over for a cup of tea? Harry, should we go and have a game of bowls? It could be something really, really quite simple. You don't know where that journey will take you and where that journey will take them. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. There's always a little bit of fear. You know, people think, right, that when you step out and do something, they think it's all complete courage. It's not. There is fear. But there's courage amongst that as well. And so we the more we do something, the more courageous we get. What are they going to say to you? Oh, no, I'm busy, or no, I can't, or that's okay. That's all right. But there's other people. Just be kind. Be so generosity, so kindness, so love in your community. You know, Port Care is in the marketplace. So the people that volunteer there, you know, we're in the marketplace. You are in the marketplace. Whether you work at a school, whether you're at home, wherever you are in the marketplace, and you can make a difference. Yeah? Do you believe you can? No, sir, you can. You can make a difference with people's lives. Sometimes just smiling at somebody is really good. Just smile. Be happy. You've got every reason to be happy. You've got every reason to be joyful. Yeah? Don't you think so? We live in a great country. We live in an awesome country. It's an amazing country. So people think, honestly, people think that nobody cares. I went out cycling one morning, and I was on my own this particular day. It was early in the morning, and I was along near Trinity College, along the river there. And there's this man laying under a tree, shivering, half naked. It was actually a horrible sight. It was a sad sight. And I stopped. Hey, mate, you okay? And he wasn't drunk. He wasn't on drugs, believe